This episode is sponsored by
Magical Castle Vacations. Magical Castle Vacations plans Disney vacations one family at a time. Each guest is assigned one travel professional who will help you find the right resort, tickets, dining plan, and activities to make your vacation unique and special. They will search for the discounts so that you will get the best possible price. Once your trip is booked, they offer complimentary day-by-day itineraries so that you're always at the right place at the right time to catch that parade or special show. They will also share with you the best park to go to on each day and give you tips to avoid waiting in those ugly lines that we all hate and meeting characters. So don't just dream about a Disney vacation. Call Catherine at 607-330-1531 and make your dream come true. Also visit www.magicalcastlevacations.com for more information or to request a complimentary quote. Let them know that Above the Firehouse podcast has sent you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, Above the Firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. And this podcast is looking at all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences. And every once in a blue moon, I provide you with a video cast. Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 61 of the Above the Firehouse podcast. Got some news for you. I got my machine working again with a new video card. I got a NVIDIA EVGA GTX 580. Which offers the Mercury playback engine with GPU acceleration. If you know what that is, you're going to have to Google it, because I don't have time to explain it. And that's what Google's for anyway. I've also got myself a nice USB 3 connection, so I have myself a nice, cool external hard drive where I can capture more video. And I purchased a FireWire 800 card so I can, you know, transfer videos and full 800 megabytes, because I'm just a greedy person like that. So, anyway, the latest news is that's the latest on me. It's getting a little busy for me at work. It's starting to pick up a little bit. I'm getting between 3 to 4 to 5 shifts a week, which is really good. Yay for me. Woohoo! Well, anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about today's show. Today's show, we're going to kind of move ourselves over to the Walt Disney World area. And when you guys stay at the hotels, you get to watch TV there and see what the latest is on. Well, there was one thing I always liked to watch when I was there. I'd watch it over and over and over and over again. I'm sure some of the ladies go, oh, not her again. Well, it's the top 7 things to do or must see at the Walt Disney World Resort. Now, when I went in 2007 and 2008, it was Stacy. But before that, in 2004, it was Chrissy. And we're going to play each one as well. And also, we're going to play some Walt Disney World commercials. And thanks to permission by Brian Summers, we're going to play the Disney Gallery goodbye message that you would do when you call before they moved it into the Dream Suite and all that. So let's get on with the show. And let's play some Walt Disney World commercials of rides that were coming attractions back then and now are reality.
Space at Epcot. like no thrill on earth.
Not a zoo.
Disney's Animal Kingdom, it's many things, but there's one thing it's not.
When the Disney characters you love come together, it's magic. But when they come together with classic music and movie moments you adore, it's PhilharMagic. And the best part? You'll be swept up in the middle of it all. It's a 3D symphony of fun for everyone. Mickey's PhilharMagic, new in the Magic Kingdom Park.
Show this big, you need a really big stage. I mean really big. Maestro?
Wishes, the grand new nighttime spectacular in the...
Well, unfortunately, that last one, for some reason, was cut off. I don't know why. I tried to find a better version of it. There you go. That is Walt Disney World. Those commercials were actually from 2004. So, well, now that we're done with those, we're going to go take ourselves inside Walt Disney World. There we go. We just went entered. And we're going to play you the top seven must-sees from Walt Disney World from 2004. And then we're going to play the one from 2007. So this is Krista and then Stacy. Now, they all say the same thing at the end of the, you know, must-see thing. So you enjoy. Well, it's a look back in the time. So let's listen and know what the top seven must-sees at Walt Disney World were in 2004 and 2007.
Of the magic, the most thrilling of the thrills, to give you the top seven best things to do at Walt Disney World.
All right.
To find number seven, we go to Downtown Disney.
Back to Boobie.
A city of choices in a metropolis of fun. with over 80 unique shops, restaurants, clubs. You'll see some big names in entertainment here, and some big names in Yum.
All right.
See? Big names in Yum. But it's at the downtown Disney West Side where you'll find number 7, the Cirque du Soleil show, La Nuba. Now, all the Cirque du Soleil shows are different. That's why they all have different names. And the La Nuba show is exclusive to the Walt Disney World Resort, so you can't see it anywhere else. So no matter what your age, if you're up for a big, fat chunk of absolute eye, ear, and imagination candy, then grab some tickets to see our number 7, the Cirque du Soleil show, La Nuba. Number 6, we hit the Recreation World part of Walt Disney World. And while it's home to 5 championship golf courses, 2 of which are on the PGA Tour, believe it or not, this is not where we find number 6. So grab your bathing suit, grab your sunscreen, and as much of your guts and glory as you can fit into a beach bag, and let's hit the Disney water parks.
The number 5 must-see attraction at Walt Disney World.
There's a lot of ways you can see Walt Disney World, but if you want to see it all, whether it's a little bit at a time or everything all at once, you gotta get one of these. It's called an Ultimate Park Hopper ticket, and it lets you see Disney your way every day of your trip. I mean, with one of these, you can literally pop into one of the 4 theme parks, hit one ride, then split to another park, hit another attraction, go back to your room, take a nap, and then go to yet another park for some fireworks at night. Things more flexible than a carnival contortionist. and it's chock full of lots of other great Disney stuff like the water parks and Pleasure Island. Pretty sweet, right? Call Guest Services and they'll hook you up. What'd you think? Welcome back to the top 7 must-sees at Walt Disney World. I'm Krissa, and reveal number 5, we're here at the place where show business takes center stage. From thrill rides to kid-friendly fun and shows, the Disney MGM Studios. Welcome to New York.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see
you. I'm just kidding, it's Disney MGM Studios.
We're torn between the Beauty and the Beast show.
Right,
because
oh,
that's my
like
fave.
That's good.
Oh, that when
Belle.
He turns into the handsome
Belle.
My knees go weak.
I know.
I have
it's like my hair. It's like my
every
hero.
Time.
Yes.
The Disney MGM Studios is a great place to catch a Broadway-style classic like Beauty and the Beast, or see the incredible nighttime spectacular Fantasmic, where Sorcerer Mickey battles it out with the evil villains of Disney past. If you're looking for number 5, you've got to hit Playhouse Disney Live on stage. It's a super fun show where kids get to sing and dance with all their favorite characters from the Disney Channel, like Jim Henson's Bear in the Big Blue House, Roly Poly Oly, and Stanley. Move it on. We got to go. We got to find them. Characters, let's go. I'm looking for Goofy. Do you think he'd like me more if I wore this? I'm gonna blush again. That is so cute. Muppets, Star Tours, Muppets, Star Tours. I don't know. Star Tours, let's go. I love you all. Indiana Jones. He's cute. You know, while you're at the studios, you're a stone's throw away from a couple of the biggest thrills this side of Neverland. So let's go check them out. This is the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. It takes you 13 stories up and then drops you faster than the speed of gravity. And to make things even worse, this thing now serves up random ride sequences, so you never know what you're gonna get. And this baby's called the Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. The launch alone is a thrill ride in itself. 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. While we're talking about thrill rides, let's get over to the Magic Kingdom Park and meet our number 4. Welcome to Magic Kingdom Park. Magic Kingdom is the heart of the Disney experience for kids of all ages. 1, 2, 3, 4. I love the Dumbo ride. Hot. But let's get on to the number 4 Walt Disney World must-see. The Mountains of Magic Kingdom. Big Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Space Mountain. And you guessed it, I'm going to hit them all. Classic attractions at the Magic Kingdom, too, while you're here. From the Haunted Mansion, it's a small world. You can't look at the other teacups. Yes, get up, let's go! Indy Speedway, meow, meow. I think I'm a queen, I don't know. watch those up close and personal moments with all your favorite characters. It's Goofy. I just love a man with a sense of humor.
Go away. The number three must-see attraction at the Walt Disney World Resort when we return.
Okay, I want to tell you about a real time saver, Disney's Fast Pass service. Available exclusively to Disney theme park guests, this service is easy to use and cuts the wait time on the most popular attractions. Here's how it works. Go to any attraction with a Fast Pass kiosk and insert your admission ticket. You'll get a receipt imprinted with a designated ride time. Now go, enjoy the rest of the park. And when your ride time rolls around, come back to the Fast Pass entrance and hop on board with little or no wait at all. There's nothing extra to buy, and it's included with your theme park admission. Just look for the Fast Pass signs while you're in the park, and that's it. Pretty sweet, right?
We now return to the top seven must-see attractions at Walt Disney World.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Krista, and welcome back to the top seven must-sees at Walt Disney World. And before we continue with our countdown, let's take a quick look at what we've seen so far. Number seven was the Cirque du Soleil show La Nuba at the downtown Disney West Side. Number six was the water-powered wedging machine called Summit Plummet at Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park. For number five, we went to the Disney MGM Studios to see Playhouse Disney live on stage. And number four was a triple mountain whammy with Splash, Big Thunder, and Space Mountains at the Magic Kingdom Park. On with our countdown. Number three on our countdown also lives at the Magic Kingdom Park. You know, when most people think about the Magic Kingdom, they think about classic Disney experiences. And while that's true, there's some great recent additions. Like Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, inspired by Disney's presentation of the Pixar film Toy Story. And Cinderella's Surprise Celebration. Both are huge little kid pleasers. But brand new to the Magic Kingdom is number three on our countdown. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, drum roll please. Give it up for Mickey's Philhar Magic. What is Mickey's Philhar Magic? How about Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and a cacophony of other Disney characters, all animated in a 3D realm for the first time ever? And to top it off, you get to see it all on the largest seamless projection screen in the world. Talk about taking 3D to new heights and width. So come get completely surrounded by and immersed in the absolutely enchanting Mickey's Philhar Magic. Now wait. Don't go running out of the Magic Kingdom just yet. Because when the sun sets, the sky comes alive to another brand new experience. Introducing Wishes. Wishes is the biggest, baddest, most fantastic, eye-popping, mind-blowing fireworks show in Disney history, and it's the ultimate end to any Disney day. The whole show is set to a classic Disney soundtrack and narrated by Jiminy Cricket himself. This story in the sky is one of the best new blasts of Disney magic to date.
Don't go away. When we come back, the number two must-see attraction at Walt Disney World.
The latest marvel from the Dreammakers at Disney is becoming the talk of the parks, literally. This is Pal Mickey.
Hiya, pal. The name's Mickey. Mickey Mouse?
So what does he do? Well, rent or buy Pal Mickey at the gift shop of your resort or at any of the four Walt Disney World theme parks, and he becomes your private tour guide.
I can hardly wait to show you around.
He tells you about parades and showtimes, recommends attractions, shares fun facts, plays games with you. He's the ultimate insider. He can even tell you about where to find your other Disney pals.
The Hall of Fame. You know, Minnie's usually here about now, and she'd love to see you.
And he doesn't doesn't stop when you get him home either. He's Pal Mickey, and I gotta say, he's a pretty cool dude.
It's almost time for the parade. Wanna go see?
Well, we gotta get back to the countdown.
We now return to the top seven must-see attractions at Walt Disney World.
Welcome back to the top seven must-sees at the Walt Disney World Resort, everybody. I'm your host, Krista, and number two on our countdown lives in a pretty wild place, Disney's Animal Kingdom Park.
Cute animals!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Disney did a zoo, right? Well, that couldn't be further from the case. In fact, they have a saying down here. Disney's Animal Kingdom is many things, but there's one thing it's not. It's not a zoo. Not a zoo. Get it?
Not a zoo.
Not a zoo. So what is it? Well, it's a little bit Africa, a little bit Asia, a little bit Broadway, and a pinch of prehistoric, all with a big scoop of the imagination of Disney gone wild. Deep inside the Tree of Life, you'll find the hilarious 3D spectacular It's Tough to Be a Bug. Flick and Hopper from Disney's presentation of a Pixar film, A Bug's Life, and a cast of creepy, crawling critters gets you screaming with laughter.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
And back in Dinoland, USA, you've got to check out Dinosaur, where you blast back in time to save the last dinosaur from extinction. Pretty wild stuff. The Lion King is a fantastic theatrical celebration inspired by Disney's animated hit. There's nothing like singing and dancing along with Simba and the Gang. And don't forget, Animal Kingdom is also a great spot for catching up with the characters. Don't be shy. And Camp Minnie Mickey is the place to do it. Number two on our countdown, we have to go all the way to Africa. Well, Disney's Africa, and it's just like going to the real Africa, but without all the malaria shots and stuff. So get your cameras ready and keep your eyes open, because number two on our countdown is Kilimanjaro Safari. Just through the African village of Harambe is an actual living, breathing African savanna. We're on safari. It's home to lions, crocs, giraffes, elephants, hippos, cheetahs, and all kinds of other wild creatures that you'll see as you ramble through in your safari vehicle. Vultures! Look at that vulture! The cheetah's taking a cat nap. Hello, rhino! It's Disney's Mother Africa, right here in Florida, that makes Kilimanjaro Safari number two on our top seven must-sees at Walt Disney World.
Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to find out our number one must-see attraction at Walt Disney World.
Here's a little tip I'm sure you'll love. Extra Magic Hour. Sounds pretty cool, right? But what is it? Well, it's an extra hour of magic. See, because you're staying in a Walt Disney World Resort hotel, each day, you get an extra hour in one of the theme parks to visit with those fuzzy, lovey characters and enjoy some of the most popular attractions. So if the park opens at 9, you get to pop in at 8. It's a lot like having the place to yourself, or at least more to yourself, and typically, it's a different theme park each day. Just check with guest services to find out the details on each day and get you a little extra magic. Come on, Goofy buddy, where are you?
We now return to the top seven must-see attractions at Walt Disney World.
Okay, so if you're ready for the number one must-see at the Walt Disney World Resort. Get ready to go out of this world. Welcome to Epcot. But first, why not go around the world? Without really going around the world. I'm talking about World Showcase at Epcot, and all the great people, food, and architecture of the world is here. Plus, all around World Showcase, you'll find special places where you can meet some big Disney names like Aladdin and Jasmine, as well as Beauty and the Beast. And you find them in their home country. So, let's do a little World Showcase, shall we? We're in Morocco. Food from Morocco. Yum. I see London. I see France. You know the rest. Okay? No. See. God, wrong country. That's a country, honestly, one that serves crepes all day long. That's good stuff. Merci. I am walking very carefully so as not to spill my sushi. Konnichiwa. Shopping in Italy. Smells divine in there.
Una gelato, por favore, signor.
See, I'm learning. Disney classic, the turkey leg. I'm getting fish and chips in England. Chips, please. Fish and chips. Yay! The Vikings. Another pretty amazing thing that you gotta see at Epcot is Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. Every night, a symphony of sound, light, and fireworks choreographs an amazing close to your day at Epcot. Got what it takes, then hit Test Track, where you run a test car through its paces on one of the longest, fastest rides at Walt Disney World. Oh, heck. Let's just go do it. Okay. Time to reveal the number one must-see attraction at Walt Disney World, which happens to be out of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the most thrilling, amazing, incredible ride known to mankind. Mission Space. Mission Space is Epcot's brand new white-knuckle thrill ride to the Red Planet, and it's got plenty of force and gravity to suck the goosebumps right out of you, and I'm gonna ride. Two Disney water parks and the downtown Disney area to put together the top seven must-see attractions at Walt Disney World. Thanks, everybody. I'm Krista. See you next time. Now get on out there and do it. Go on. Go. Okay, who came up with top seven? That was like 107. Thank you.
Coming up next, the top 7 must-see attractions at Walt Disney World.
Welcome to the Walt Disney World Top 7 Must-Sees.
Woo!
I am here at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida with 4 theme parks, 2 water parks, recreation and entertainment. And know it or not, you couldn't have picked a better time to be here because there is something going on right now that kicks this whole thing up a notch. The Year of a Million Dreams. A first-of-its-kind event anywhere, ever, and you're invited. It's all about Disney dreams and the magical way Disney cast members can make them come true for you. Each and every day, they'll surprise their guests with dream-come-true moments happening only during this special year. And you're here for it. How cool is that? Mickey? Mickey's my boy. So today, we are going to call out the most magical of the magic, the most thrilling of the thrills, to give you the top 7 best things to do at Walt Disney World. To start our countdown, we are at Downtown Disney Area. Check it out. Over 80 unique shops, restaurants, and clubs. It's what they call a city of choices in a metropolis of fun. Who is ready to shop? Inside the world of Disney, there's a great new way to give your little prince and princess the royal treatment. The Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique will transform your little girl into a Disney princess. There are some absolutely gigando names in entertainment here, so let's check it out.
Here it is, the number 7 must-see at Walt Disney World Resort, the Cirque du Soleil show, La Nuba.
Welcome to the Downtown Disney West Side, home of the Cirque du Soleil show, La Nuba. Now, all the Cirque du Soleil shows are different. That's why they have different names. And the La Nuba show is exclusive to the Walt Disney World Resort, so you can't see it anywhere else. No matter what your age, if you're up for a big fat chunk of absolute eye, ear, and imagination candy, then grab some tickets and see the Cirque du Soleil show, La Nuba. To continue our countdown, we hit the recreation world part of Walt Disney World, a world that is home to 5 championship golf courses, 2 of which are the annual hosts to the PGA Tour Pros. Did you get that? It's still going, isn't it? No, just kidding. I'll tell you what, I got a hold of that one on the 16th tee. But believe it or not, this isn't where we find our next must-see. So grab your safari gear and summon your sense of adventure, because we are about to go wild, Disney style. Jumbo, everybody! I'm your host, Stacy. We have some decisions to make, you and me. The next attraction on our countdown lives in a pretty wild place. Look at those teeth! Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. But this ain't no zoo. In fact, it is far from it. So what is it? Well, it's a little bit of Africa, a little bit of Asia, a little bit of Broadway, and a pinch of prehistoric. Whoa, look at those chompas. All with a great big scoop of the imagination of Disney gone wild. I hear drums. this way. Woo! I got the rhythm. Which way should we go? So many choices. It's also where you can dive into the new live stage show, Finding Nemo, the musical. A magical mix of original songs, mesmerizing puppetry, and Broadway-style theatrics. Hey, buddy!
So there's nothing alive in here.
Nothing alive. That
okay.
Was not even.
Oh! Ah! Just kidding. Scared ya. Come on, let's go.
Okay, now here we go.
There he is. Here comes Chip and Dale. Rhythm, it was all like in my blood. They were fantastic. And if you want another great scoop of Disney on stage, then head back to Camp Minnie Mickey, home of Festival of the Lion King, a fantastic theatrical celebration inspired by the animated Disney hit. There's nothing like singing and dancing with Simba and the gang. And don't forget, Camp Minnie Mickey is a great spot for catching up with the characters, too.
Turn around, I have to see all of you.
I have a crush on Mickey. So you want to go for some wild rides? Well, Disney's Animal Kingdom's got what you need. Two little lovers here. One I like to call the wash cycle, and the other the spin cycle. So if you'll excuse me, I'm about to get my ride on at Disney's Animal Kingdom. A little Kali River Rapids and Primeval World combo. Let's ride.
Hey, we got rough water ahead.
Oh, no.
I got soap. So, to get to our next must-see, we have to go all the way to Africa. Well, Disney's Africa. Chomp, chomp. And it's a lot like going to the real Africa, but without all the malaria shots and stuff. So, get your cameras ready and keep your eyes open.
The number 6 Walt Disney World must-see
is Kilimanjaro Safaris. Woo! We're four-wheeling now, baby. Just through the African village of Harambe is an actual living, breathing African savanna. I love the giraffes. It's home to lions, crocs, giraffes, elephants, hippos, cheetahs, and all other kinds of wild creatures that you'll see as you ramble through on your safari vehicle. I see giraffes over there. It's Disney's Mother Africa right here in Florida that puts Kilimanjaro Safaris on our list for the top 7 must-sees at Walt Disney World.
Don't go away. When we come back, the number 5 must-see at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's a lot of ways to see Walt Disney World Resort, so let's talk tickets. The big news is how easy Disney has made it to do the things you want. It's a little thing called Magic Your Way Tickets, which lets you choose the options you want. So if you want to do just one theme park each day, no sweat, you can do that. If you want to go from theme park to theme park on the same day, you got it. Just add the park hopper option. Think you might want to do all that great stuff outside the theme parks too? Add the water park fun and more option, which hooks you up with theme park admission, the Disney water parks, Disney Quest, Indoor Interactive Theme Park, or Pleasure Island nightclubs. Just purchase your tickets in the lobby. Your concierge can even upgrade your Magic Your Way tickets to add days or include these options on the spot or at any time during your stay. Welcome back, everybody. If you're ready to see what's next on our countdown, then grab your bathing suit. Let me just fix my suit. Grab your sunscreen and as much of your guts and glory as you can stuff into a beach bag, and let's hit the Disney water parks. Come with me. Walt Disney
Disney World is home to two water parks that are literally drenched in Disney imagination. The polar opposite of other water parks is Disney's Blizzard Beach. If you like water slides, welcome to the center of the water slide universe.
Twisty, turning, windy.
I'm on the top of the world! I am talking about water slides out the wazoo. Oh. Next ride. Rock. Steamboat Springs, you can throw the whole family in that puppy. We're gonna race. Hot foot, South Hall. That is amazing. It's not just Flumes and Fury at the Disney water parks. No, sir. There's all kinds of stuff to do with the little squirts, too. Up off the deck of Blizzard Beach is a little ditty they like to call Summit Plummet. It's just you and what's left of your bathing suit doing 55 miles an hour. Straight down the chute, brother. Let's get it on. Mm-hmm. How bad can it be? Summit Plummet? I mean, that doesn't sound... Okay. Woo! It's go time. You look down and you don't see your feet, you don't see anything. Next on the countdown, we go to Disney's Typhoon Lagoon. It blows other water parks away. This way. Look at all these lazy people in the lazy river. Humonga, cowabonga. You better hit the storm slide. Yes.
The number 5 Walt Disney World must see.
Check it out. Next on our countdown in Disney Water Park's latest invention, Crush and Gusher. This Hydro ride's a little different from the rest. It's actually like a water coaster. So pretty much your ride raft becomes the ride of your life raft. Here's what happens. The Crush and Gusher's super-powered water jets launch you, boom, like a slingshot on steroids, then squirt you uphill and down and through hairpin turns faster than you can say, where's my bathing suit? Sounds like fun, right? So let's hit it. Heads up, hairpin turn. Awesome.
Don't go away. When we come back, the number 4 must-see at Walt Disney World Resort.
Okay, I want to tell you about a couple of real time savers. Disney's FastPass and Disney's PhotoPass services. Disney's FastPass service is so easy to use, and it can cut wait time at some of the most popular attractions. Here's how it works. Go to any attraction with a FastPass kiosk and insert your admission ticket. You'll get a receipt imprinted with a designated ride time. Now just go and enjoy the rest of the park. When your ride time rolls around, come back to the FastPass entrance, hop on board with little to no wait at all. And it's included with your theme park admission. So look for the FastPass signs while you're in the parks, and that's it. Pretty sweet, huh? Now, Disney's PhotoPass service is just as brilliant. It's a new way to capture, view, and share photos taken by Disney's PhotoPass photographers. How's it work? You get a Disney PhotoPass card, which links all your vacation pictures together into one free online account. Now, when you want, you just jump online, register, and view, share, and purchase the pictures you want. Plus, now you can create awesome photo keepsakes, too, like Disney's photo book and photo movie. And the best part is, you get great professional shots with your whole family in the picture. FastPass and Disney's PhotoPass. You gotta love it! Welcome to the Magic Kingdom Park. Are you dizzy yet? Magic Kingdom. Kingdom is the heart of the Disney experience for kids of all ages. It's the center hub for all the classic Disney magic.
Peek-a-boo. Good boy, Dumbo.
There's my Mickey. Actually, classic and enhanced Disney magic, like Pirates of the Caribbean, now starring Captain Jack Sparrow. Yep, the most notorious pirate ever to sail has thrown anchor here at the Magic Kingdom, and he's causing quite a stir in this classic Disney attraction. So get your booty over there to see Captain Jack. And as part of the Year of a Million Dreams, you can live your dreams through immersive entertainment, where suddenly you're not watching a parade, you are the parade. You not only see a princess, you become one, or a cowboy, or a pirate. It's make-believe made real, and it's happening all around you every day. You know, when most people think of the Magic Kingdom Park, they think of classic Disney experiences. I'm gonna ride that puppy! And while that is true, there are some great additions here. Like Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, inspired by Disney's presentation of Pixar's Toy Story 2. Also new to the Magic Kingdom is an amazing dream-inspired stage spectacular called Dream Along with Mickey, starring Mickey and just about the whole gang in a fabulous celebration of the dreams we all have in our hearts. Is a classic Disney Triple Crown. Or should I say Triple Mountain Whammy?
Check it out. The number 4 Walt Disney World must see.
Here we go. Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain. And lucky me, I'm gonna hit them off. Triple Mountain Whammy.
That was so great.
Big Thunder Mountain. Wham, wham, wham. Splash Mountain. It's all wham. Now, don't go running out of Magic Kingdom just yet, because when the sun sets, something pretty amazing happens. The sky comes alive to a little thing called wishes. Wishes is the baddest, biggest, most fantastic, eye-popping, mind-blowing Big Daddy fireworks show in Disney history. And it's the ultimate end to any Disney day. Those fireworks were the most amazing thing. This story in the sky is one of the best blasts of Disney magic to date.
We now return to the top 7 must-sees at Walt Disney World Resort.
Like that? Welcome back to the top 7 must-sees at Walt Disney World, everybody. I'm Stacy, and to reveal the next attraction on our countdown, we are here at the place where show business takes center stage, from thrill rides to kid-friendly fun and shows, the Disney Studios.
Forget about it.
He's tall. Teach me some stuff. All right, wait, hold that. Woo! I thought a natural. The Disney Studios is a great place to catch a kid-friendly classic like Playhouse Disney live on stage.
Yeah! Move it on.
Or the incredible nighttime spectacular Fantasmic, where Sorcerer Mickey battles it out with the evil villains of Disney past. We're gonna go find some characters. You have very nice penmanship, Donald. I love Goofy. Woo! My, what big eyes you have. Woo! Hi. And nice nails you have. You know, while you're at the studios, you are just a stone's throw away from a couple of the biggest thrills this side of Neverland. So come with me. We're going to go check them out. This is the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. It takes you 13 stories up and then drops you faster than the speed of gravity. And to make things even worse, this thing now serves up random ride sequences, so you never know what you're gonna get. And this baby's called the Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith.
In the name of all that rocks, let's hit it, dude.
The launch alone is a thrill ride in itself. 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. Rock, baby. Love roller coasters. Love Aerosmith. Hello. Seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, because next on our countdown is an attraction raced in from Disneyland Paris.
Wait!
Get ready. Here's the number 3 must-see attraction at Walt Disney World Resort.
Lights, motors, action, extreme sun show.
It was hot.
The precision driving was awesome. Now you can forget about the edge of your seat. This thing is so high-octane, it might as well not even have a seat. It's cars nearly missing, motorcycles jumping in your face. Don't want to miss Action Blow Up. And you know what? You can check it out right here at the Disney Studio.
So cool.
Woo!
Hey, sit tight. When we come back, the number 2 must-see at Walt Disney World Resort.
Here's a tip I'm sure you're going to love. Extra Magic Hours benefit. Sounds pretty cool, right? But what is it? It's extra hours of magic. It's a great time to visit with favorite characters or to ride some of the most popular attractions. It's like having the whole place to yourself. Or at least a little more to yourself. Oh, and bonus, the water parks are also offering extra magic hours every morning. Make sure to check with your lobby concierge to find out the details each day and go get you some extra magic. Hey, Mickey, where are you, buddy?
We now return to the top 7 must-sees at Walt Disney World Resort.
Disney World Resort, everybody. To continue our countdown, we are at Epcot. This is beautiful.
That's good.
Epcot is the proud owner of some flat-out incredible attractions that flat-out kick booty. I love the fish. Fish, fish, fish. Everywhere fish. Don't forget to swing into the seas with Nemo and friends. Hop on board a clammobile for an all-new undersea adventure inspired by Disney Pixar's film, Finding Nemo. Marlin, he's here. Dory, she's here too. And guess who they're trying to find? And while you're here, stop by and see Crush, because he stars in his own interactive show with the seas with Nemo and friends called Turtle Talk with Crush. Hey, Crush!
What's up, Daisy?
It's a live animated show.
I totally know what you're talking about, man.
It's amazing.
Later, dudes!
Another pretty amazing thing you've got to check out while you're at Epcot is Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. Every night, a symphony of sound, light, and fireworks choreographs an amazing close to your day at Epcot. Epcot is great for mixing things up. I mean, think about all the great stuff I've shown you so far, right? And now check this out. Test Track, baby. It's a get-in, strap-in, let-her-rip ride that puts you in a test car, runs it through its paces on one of the longest, fastest rides at Walt Disney World. Let's hit it. This is me on Test Track. It was pedal to the metal. So you just tore it up on Test Track. So what do you do next? Well, you're at Epcot, so you go around the world. Oh, she is. Without actually going around the world, I'm talking about World Showcase. And not only are all the great countries, people, and food from around the world here, Italy, China, France, Japan, Germany, yummy, 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 yummy. The gelato guy in Italy?
Chocolate.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yummy. But the beauty is it takes just 5 minutes or so to go from, like, Japan to Italy. So, let's go do a little world showcase. Hello, Norway. Oh! Cucarachas! Pretzels und beer. Konnichiwa. Wish I wish. What's next on our countdown is what I like to call a flying high combo. That launch was the real deal. First, an exhilarating hang glider flight over planet Earth. Then a little white-knuckle throw ride to the red planet.
It's time for the number two must-see at Walt Disney World Resort.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Soarin' and Mission Space. Let's fly. Let's see, full throttle or half throttle? Half should be fine.
Don't go away. When we come back, the number one must-see at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is the year of a million dreams, and you're here for it. How cool is that? I'll tell you how cool it is. Throughout the celebration, over a million extra special dreams, some even thought impossible, are being randomly awarded during this celebration. And when you walk into any of the Walt Disney World theme parks or downtown Disney area, guess what? You could be awarded a dream. It's called Disney Dreams Giveaway. People just like you are being awarded amazing prizes all around the Walt Disney World Resort. Imagine a one-night stay in a brand new suite in Cinderella Castle. Yep, Cinderella Castle. Or how about a Dream Fast Pass badge? Good all day to enjoy some of the most popular Disney attractions with little to no wait time in line. Or wham, you could get hit with a $500 private shopping spree. And believe it or not, your family could go on a world tour trip to Disney parks around the globe as the parade grand marshals. To find out more about the Disney Dreams giveaway, visit guest relations at any Walt Disney World Resort theme park, water park, or at the downtown Disney area. Or visit disneyparks.com/rules.
We now return to the top seven must-sees at Walt Disney World Resort.
Welcome back. Okay, this is it, the end of our countdown. It is time to reveal the number one must-see attraction at Walt Disney World Resort. A colossal new adventure looming on the horizon of Asia at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's like they took the Himalayas and dropped them in Florida. Expedition Everest.
This is it, the number one must-see attraction at Walt Disney World Resort.
So, here's the deal. You're hopping a high-speed train through the Himalayas on your way to Mount Everest, right? Everything's hunky-dory until you start picking up speed and banking tight corners. Oh, and then there's the whole Guardian of the Mountain thing. Yeah, the Yeti, the abominable snowman, that thing is huge. He's not too thrilled to see you, so he freaks out. Then you freak out because he looks hungry. Then the train freaks out. It starts going backward. It was like all of a sudden, boom, the lights are gone. It's cold, it's dark. Let's do it. Come on. It's Yeti time. Interesting. There doesn't seem to be any track. That's what I'm talking about. Number one, baby. Well, that's it, everybody. We hit all four Walt Disney World theme parks, two Disney water parks, and the downtown Disney area to put together the top 7 must-see attractions at Walt Disney World Resort. Thanks, everybody. I'm Stacy. I'll see you next time. So go on, knock it out, have some fun. Guys, top 7, are you kidding me? That was like 107.
And there you go, the two different must-seven C's of Walt Disney World for you. With Krista and Stacey. Now we're going to move over back over here to the West Coast. And Ryan Summer was the voice for the Disney Gallery when they were closing. And he was nice enough to send me a copy of the farewell outgoing message that he did for Disneyland. And I'd like to share it with you right now, right here, right now, the very moment we are listening for, right now, this moment, from this moment. Okay, well, here you go, listen to it.
Hello. And thank you for calling the Disney Gallery in New Orleans Square, Disneyland, USA. If you are calling to purchase merchandise from the Disney Gallery or any of the shops and stores in Disneyland, you may also wish to call Disneyland Deliviers at 1-800-362-4533. Over the past 20 years, it has been our privilege and pleasure to serve you, the guests of Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom. However, on Tuesday, August 7th, the Disney Gallery will be closing and vacating its current location. On behalf of the entire gallery staff, we would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for allowing us to serve you. It is our sincere hope that we will see you all again very soon. Until then, thank you for calling.
Disney Gallery when it was up above the Pirates of the Caribbean and then became the Dream Suite. Well, there you go. Hey, we here at the Above the Firehouse podcast are looking for more people to join the team, to join me and Jason to make the magic that you guys all enjoy. If you're a videographer, if you like to take pictures, if you're a photographer, if you know how to take good high-quality binaural audio, we want you to join the Above the Firehouse podcast. Simply contact me at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. I'll let me know what you're interested in. Send me some samples of your work, and we'd be glad to get back to you. I'm also looking for some really good graphics designers, too. I'm talking good graphic designers, okay? Because I have some good things in mind, and I don't want to tell you all about it, because I'm not going, so there you go. Well, anyway, that is going to conclude our show for this week. And that's what's called an audio hiccup. We'd like to thank you guys for listening to us. If you have a comment, question, hate mail, whatever you like, send it to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Go to our website at abovethefirehouse.com. Check out our blogs at abovethefirehouse.com/blog. Also, don't forget to check out our store at abovethefirehouse.com/my store, where you can purchase, pre-order a lot of the DVDs and the Blu-rays that we're working on. And also, hey, if you're a member of Club 33 or were or had anything to do with Club 33, contact us at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com to help us enhance our Club 33 documentary that we're working on as well. Pretty soon I'll be updating all the donation buttons because unfortunately I was using WePay and they are getting rid of the consumer side widgets and all that and strictly sticking to API credit card processing. Who also we have in our store, and we also have PayPal now. PayPal has been smart to return back my status as well. So I'm going to be putting some donations up there. I'm going to try to just, you know, get some people. Maybe if you guys can donate $2, $3, it doesn't matter. Every little bit helps. Just help me, you know, kind of get back on track and then spend the money on this computer to get it going where I need it to. Plus, I want to renew my annual pass for both parks and get back there so I can start bringing you guys some fresh audio like I've been doing before and don't have to do any more flashbacks. Everything will be just fresh. Also, I would like to once again thank Paul Berry for donating H1 from Zoom. So we'll no longer have to use my old dinosaur, the iRiver. And we'll be able to provide you with some better quality. There you go. And, well, that's going to conclude our show for the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony. We'll see you real soon.
Travel arrangements provided by Main Street Travel Company. Your vacation starts today. Tell her Above the Firehouse podcast referred you, and she'll make a donation to the podcast. Book your next vacation by calling Jenna at 800-593-1262 or go to www.mainstreettravelco.com.
And don't forget that this podcast is sponsored by Magic Castle Vacations. To plan an exciting vacation filled with magical moments, call Magical Castle Vacations at 607-330-1531 or visit their website at magiccastlevacation.com. And once again, this is for you, Mr. John Corigliano.
So we'll sing you a little song, and it won't be very long. About so long, so long.